Hello everyone and welcome to Hashtag Trending Zoom. My name is Judith Gwande. In this week's podcast, we are going to talk about the role of the church in divorce situations. What does the church do if they encounter such situations? And that is what we are going to talk about in this podcast. Allow me to interchange between Shona and English because this type of content is quite broad, and for us to drive the point home and also for our interviewees to drive their points home, we had to interchange between English and Shona. So that is what we are going to talk about in this week's podcast. So the first conversation was with Pastor Tafira, who is a church leader who migrated from our traditional churches which we knew when we were growing up, and he is now with these new churches. I don't know how to do the, it's a Pentecostal church, but it's actually a New Age church. That is what that is where he is right now, and he's going to talk about how divorce is seen in churches, both spiritually, or how divorce is handled actually in churches, both spiritually as well as how the church views divorce in a flesh. Perspective, or rather in a world's view. That is, maybe I can put it in that way. So that is what he is going to cover. So please stay tuned as he's going to give us more, or maybe unpack on this issue.
Pane a church manufamba vari is spiritual. Vari ta led by the Holy Spirit. Vasinga iti chino, vasinga kutungamirwa naMweya Mutsvene. Ndokuuya vamwe vanhu vanongopaya decision. Nokuda kwokuti akaenda kuchikoro akaita kansera. Kubva kuchikoro kuchechuza. Nokuti ava vakaita kanseringa. Vakakansirei vanhu kuchipeshesha. But now kana kuri kuchurch kwemunhu anotungamirwa naMweya Mutsvene. Mweya Mutsvene unofanira kumutora kuendesa kuti root cause yakakonzera divorce.
Okay.
Kana yamuendesa, ndichazoda kukubatsira zviri chikirezo munyika zvekuti uzobatsira nyika, apa ndoda kukubatsira vanhu iwewe zviri dipi. Andiga? Kana waenda ikoko kutudzi root cause, andiga, yakakonzera, ndo panoti baba vekuchechi manje vakukwanisa kuudza mai kuti vauye kucounseling, vakuvacounsela according to perform pavakadonha kuti amai Mwari vari kumutatidza kuti imi makapinda mumarriage makange makadanana nevarume 4-5 vamusina kuravhana navo zvakanaka. Mweya yavo ndo yakauya kuzonetsa mweya marriage yenyu kusvika marambana. Saka seni semunhu waMwari ndobva kutanga da kudivhosai kuvanhu vamakadanana navo kare musati matangana neimwe imba zvakare.
Alright.
Asi nyika itakutaura zvepanyika manje vanhu vekuchechi vakadzi vacho vakaroorwa vanotobatwa nemweya wehlanje, mweya wokuputsa dzimba. They don't accept the divorce sevanhu vakanzihonyasha naMwari. Vanotorawo madivhosi vaye vanhu hamadikani, vanotorawo madivhosi vanhu vakatendeuka. Please, can we go back to Sauro? Achiri kuti Sauro Paul, handiya? Kuti church payaimukona Paul aive munhu wokunzi aitonzi the murderer, aitouraya makristu vacho. But Paul asangana naKristu Jesu ndaamai ava, handiya? Zvichida imba yavo yakafa nemacircumstances atisingazive isu vanhu vokuchurch. Kasi picture ine church inongofunga kuti imba yavo yakafa vanga vasingateerere. Pamwe vaihura, pamwe vaijerera murume. Which is wrong. Pamwe zvichida murume was abusing the woman. Or pakaitawo mweya yerume isingade dzimba. Amai ava pavadzoka kuuya kuchechi, tinotenda kuti nokuti vaakuuya kuchechi, tinotenda kuti chave chisikwa chitsva muna Kristu Jesu. Kana vaihura, kana vanga vanomusikanzwa, kana vanga vasingarespekte murume, ndinotenda semunhu waMwari kuti give a chance. She is born again. She is going to respect that marriage. She is going to respect that thing. Those who sing our own church are not
Kuba we baba vae varume anditi apa mapasa kwevakadzi anditi kuvarume varume vanotsvitwawo sei machechumu lese murume arikunzi murume uyu idivosi
anowaachechi yanhasi haigoni kunyatsoenzanisa zvinhu zvakanaka. Varume kazhinji muchechi akauya akadivosa ane kakurespektwa enitubi asi pano neapo again vanozochirwa kunzi havadi kuoneka vachi mhorosana maoko chaiya vachiseka namainhengi zvinonzi anogona kushonya vakadzi vane kuoneka vachitamba nevana yuti vanozonzi uyu asina kuroroi vana yuti vaakutamba navo pamwe aakuda kuzvimba but varume vane karespekti kavanopirwa kari nani pane vakadzi. Vakadzi kungomhorosa munhu wechirume mukadzi wacho akutomhanyira padhuzi kokumuonekwa again wakamira nemamwe madzimai vanhu vanotiita mungateerere kumunhu akadivosa.
Okay. Yes, so that was Pastor Tafira, who was giving us or unpacking how women and men are treated in divorce situations, especially in churches or in congregations. Thank you very much, Pastor Tafira, for your insights. And ladies and gentlemen, kindly note that all these interviews are all telephone interviews. And please bear with me when it comes to the audios. Some are a bit low and some a bit high, so please bear with me with that. But yes, this is the views or the interpretation which we were given by Pastor Tafira. So I have also a lady who also spoke on how women are treated in churches when it comes to divorce situations. I'm not going to say out the name because it was on an anonymous basis, so please listen to this.
Society matinogara, a church must play a role when it comes to divorced people, and but in any there's this church which I'm not going to mention the name. Kanauka iva divorced, let's say or my fundis, my deconi, my whatever. Apana chimichi garu chauno sokiwa. Unotubva tongova just a nobody muchechi momo unongongoro munhu but kune mamwe machurches imwe yandava kuenda right now and they don't mind kuti you are divorced or wakafirwa or whatever, but pane church yandanga ndichienda kudhara ukafirwa unengotori ne more respect than mukadzi akarambwa nemurume mukarambana nemurume amino kamwe kangokubata kavanoita so haunyatsokubatwa zvakanaka. So unless uri munhu ane mari that way unenge wakatopinda zvako, but kana ungori wo munhu chete unengotori pamawani muchechi.
Yes, this is one of the ladies who was explaining the situation in churches and how they are treated when it comes to divorce situations. Vamwe vanobatwa nekuseri kwerwoko. I understand there are other churches dzekuti zvoni when a woman or a man is divorced, kana anga akapfekedzwa aya anonzi mabachi, munhu iye aatobviswa bachi roro nekuti anenge achinzi anyadzisa muchechi uyezve haakwanisi or haana chireme rachinomupa kuti amire pamberi pevamwe ataure kana shoko ramwari or address a congregation because munhu iyeye ari divorced. These are the situations which divorced people are facing in different churches, and be it a traditional church or machurches aveko mazivano. So I'm moving on with the program. We also have other churches which have structures which are meant for divorced people or single women, whether it's you are divorced or you are widowed. We also have churches which have structures which are set aside, or ministries which are set aside to cater for single people, or be it divorced or widowed people. And we are going to listen to another pastor from another church which has these setups of where a sort of like a ministry where people can actually be accepted, and they have their own ministry which they are accommodated. So that is our next insight which we are going to listen to. So please stay tuned.
In our case as a FM in Zimbabwe, we have got a department known as the WISMO, which represents widows and single ladies. Saka no dilanema widows kunyana. Haris ma widowers like Varumi. Varumi maybe no one to go now to no go get a sideliner a little bit. But Madzimai, they are well catered for. Saka this department in short Varinoita Rino Dilane Nema Wismo in such a way yekuti we consider them to be the less privileged kana to the vulnerable of the society. Saka Rino Vapa support moral support kunyanya. Then panudo like financial support. Usually it means that we depend on the Sangan in the pastor report in terms of upbringing Yavana, Kashinjikashuma problems are economic wise. Because it's all number two, another area you know face some divorces. They become marginalized. Vano tumidzwa mazita, vano sangana ne stigma, ne discrimination. Yekuti vane varume vavo vari mu same church, maybe vanhu vatarisawo vachifunga kuti pamwe vanenge vari kuda varume vavo. Saka vanenge vaine challenge yakaita sekuti sometimes ava feel free yekuti vanyatsoparticipata muchechi akachena chena wamuchechi aakuonekwa sekuti pamwe akuda kupfimba hochi varume vavanhu. Akaitawo munhu nebhasinawo kunyanya kuchena chenawo pane vamwe panoungana vamwe achakwanikwanowo musociety inowo zvinongoita just in society zvaunongoita. Saka even muchechi tinongosangana kuti nemacases akaita sewai. So kuwisbo department vanodzidziswa kana tinovadzidzisa to be independent, to work, kuti vashande, kuti varegedze kufila isolated. Because munhu anenge akarambwa sometimes tomboti akarambwa anosara achifila kuti pamwe handisisiri chinhu. Saka isusu tinenge tichida kumudzosera kuti tinozivise kuti uri zvinhu. Saka kungomuimpower in terms of the way they see themselves.
Yes, these are some of the insights of AFM in Zimbabwe. They have a structure of they have a structure where they cater for single people, widowed people, and unfortunately this structure does not really cater for males who are widowed or are males widowed. Okay, you need to correct me on that one. Yes, but they need they've got a structure which they actually have which cater for those people. So these are the insights which are there. So I think that also this is now my opinion. I think also churches, different churches out there, they also need to have size structures which support people who have gone through a divorce or people who have gone through a certain aspect of life whereby they lose their partner and maybe part of their whole life, and they need to cater for those things, because in such society, in some communities, therapy is a bit expensive, especially in Zimbabwe and you know, African culture. And also, you know, African culture, therapy is not something which we really take seriously. So if churches also do have such things or such setups, it is important. It will help a lot. It will go a long way in assisting someone who has been affected with the divorce. So that was these were the insights which we had from from a pastor from AFM church. So moving on, we have got also another perspective from a woman of God who also spoke about how she thinks that women or anyone within a church setup can be assisted or can be assisted when it comes to divorce situations. So take a listen to this.
By way of recommendation,
next one. Okay, so yeah, that's what happens in the real world. So I think now the role of the church is to, I think it's to educate everyone, those that are not divorced per se, to educate Munuese to say, okay, so we should treat each other equally. We shouldn't discriminate. We shouldn't judge you because of what you've gone through. So I think the role of the church is just to educate everyone, women, kunyanya, because I think this is where everything is coming from, the confusion is coming from.
Okay, that was Mrs. Mandibatsira, who also thinks that the church must educate everyone on how to treat divorced people in churches. And my apologies for that technical glitch earlier on, but that is what she thinks, that everyone must be educated on these things, because these things are actually there. And if you put yourself in your shoes, maybe you own a congregation and you have people who are going through such things, it means that you are also nursing people who are going through depression, and you're also nursing people who also need moral support. So it is important maybe to set up structures which speaks towards that, or which are structures which addresses such issues. Like what I said earlier on, counseling and therapy, it is a bit kind of foreign to us as Africans, and also kind of foreign to our communities, and it's expensive also. But if we have such structures in churches whereby people can access these things pro bono, it is important. I think it is something which will go a long way when it comes to awareness and education on such aspects. We also have Mr. Mandibatsira, who also gave his insights when it comes to the role of the church in divorce situations and how it can be handled. This is what he had to say.
We need to create safe spaces for people of different kinds, various categories, to be able to, as the church, and to be able to find safety and a role and meaning and identity in the midst of all these challenges that we face on this society, wondering about it. Like what my mother said, awareness, raising of Christ, hammering on that aspect. They are still children of God, and we have a responsibility for everyone, especially those, because Christ did not come for the well-end. He says Christ came for the sicker. So Christ came for those that are Saka. We are all unwell, and we all need to be confident enough to feel at home in the house, so that we are able to save and be saved also. So yeah, the church's role in regards to that, I think we really need to push for those safe spaces. And also come up with strategies to be able to encourage those that are to actually participate, to take a step.
Yes, this is a very important, and these are great insights which came from Mr. Mandibazira. Apparently, he's actually Pastor Mandibazira. Thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Mandibazira, for the amazing insights which you've given us. Yes, we must provide. I think the church must provide safe spaces for people. We have gone through these kind of situations, and it goes a long way if we raise awareness and if we educate people on how to treat people who just came out of marriage or were going through a divorce. I understand that when it comes to such situations, the church is not really maybe welcoming at some point, because people get to be judging all the time, and people someone then starts maybe not to go to church because they're ashamed of themselves, and maybe someone would have contributed something in the church, and people are not people are actually shocked and not accepting that this is what a person has gone through. So what we need to understand, what I feel people really need to understand, is that these situations are there, and these people are part of congregations which they belong to, be it a traditional church or these new age churches. So these people need to be accepted in churches, and they can also contribute contribute big when it comes to the development of the church, and also spirituality or spiritual wise. That is going to be something which I will follow up with traditional churches on, really, why do someone who has gone through a divorce or is going through a divorce anova avisiswa bachi mchechi or anoiswa paspeshamo, especially when it comes to traditional churches. We really need to unpack that, but for this week, this is what I had for you. Thank you very much to everyone who has participated in this podcast, and it really means a lot to me. Thank you very much for your insights, and this is Hashtag Trending Zim. Thank you very much for listening. The next episode is again on Sunday next week, as we will be talking about someone who is breaking grounds in South Africa, and I'll give you a teaser on it soon. So I think that's all for this week. Thank you very much for joining, and thank you very much for listening in. Please make sure that you share as wide as possible so that we have more listeners on the podcast, and make sure you follow me on Instagram, and also you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The username is Hashtag Trending Zim. Thank you very much for joining in, and have a lovely time.